distress.
Yes. Sing it.
You healed my soul. And then you dried my eyes. You gave me hope and a beat. So do it again. When I was seeking you, your love came and found me just in time. You knew what I needed, and you held me close, yes you did. Oh Lord, you rescued me. So confidently I ask, do it, I need you to.
Say, I will look.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Again, to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend, Apostle Kenny Townsend, and again, you are...
Amen. Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bid you Yahuwah speed, that is God speed, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach, that is Jesus, the living Christ. And again, whether we're coming into your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, wherever you might be under the sound of our voice, we're just delighted, we're elated to come to you. Whether you're behind prison bars, it matters not. We just thank the Most High for this opportunity to be able to come with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I tell you what, brothers and sisters, you're at the right place at the right time. Everything that you are experiencing right now, I need you to understand you have some say-so in the matter. That's right. And if you begin to understand that, understand how powerful you are, especially if you say you are believers in the Most High, the battle is already won. I know opposition may come from side to side, but one thing about it, you know what? Even a butterfly, before he becomes a butterfly, he's a little fuzzy creature called a caterpillar. And you know what? He goes about his business, but the internal components that the master has created on the inside of that butterfly, listen, people see him as a fuzzy little ugly creature. But what they don't know, God has put something great on the inside that will bring about a metamorphosis. And that metamorphosis will turn that butterfly into something beautiful. But the thing about it is, I'll tell you what the problem is. Many times you're going through that caterpillar stage right now. And because you're getting in that caterpillar stage, you think all of your problems, which are nothing but a self-made cocoon that we've spun ourselves into, and it becomes pretty much we feel like a shallow grave. But what you've got to understand, that there's beauty even beyond the grave. That caterpillar spins a web around itself. And when it spins that web around itself, it goes through an incubation period. And while it's going through that incubation period, there's a time of loneliness, darkness, no interaction with nobody. Mm. And many times when we're going through that, Lady Townsend, we give up the fight. We think that it's all over. And if we just had somebody somewhere to just help us out, we'll be able to come out of this dire situation. But it was all in the master's plan.
Oh, yes.
And then at the right time, at the right moment, When all hope seemed lost.
Yes.
When it just seems like, you know what, I'm going to die in this situation. Then something miraculous takes place.
My, 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 my.
That's right. You see, behind closed doors, behind the darkness of that cocoon, a major metamorphosis was taking place. Mm. A major transformation was taking place. And then all of a sudden, the little fuzzy, ugly little caterpillar with all the little legs has went through a miraculous transformation. And you know what? Once he breaks forth out of that cocoon, the way he went in ain't the way he came out.
Well, well.
You need to understand that on today. Amen. You might have went into a dire situation, but the way you went in is not the way you're coming out. You might be behind prison bars, but the way you went in is not the way you're coming out. Mm. You might be in the hospital. The doctor said you've got cancer, but the way you went in is not the way you're coming out.
Hallelujah.
You're coming out, and you're not coming out empty.
Mm.
Next thing you know, when he breaks forth out of that cocoon. Now, the problem sometimes, too, and I got to say this, Lady Townsend, sometimes we want somebody to help us break free from our circumstance. We need somebody to help us break out of this cocoon, if you will. But do you know what? There's strength in your struggle.
Mm.
Scientists have found out that every time they got ready to help the butterflies, when they got ready to come forth out of the cocoon, they would break the cocoon open and to help the butterfly come out. You know what? Only to find out that later on, the butterfly died.
Man.
And they had to figure out, well, why is that? Because the butterfly needed the struggle to strengthen what God put already inside of him. And many times you're looking for somebody to do it for you. You're looking for somebody to give you that next job, that next this, that next meal, that next whatever it might be. But you know what? God has placed a component on the inside of you. I just want to let you know before Minister Mildred come with this scripture and prayer, there is strength.
Yes.
In your struggle. All right, Lady Townsend.
Amen. Proverbs 4th chapter, the 14th verse, and it reads as this.
Uh-huh.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go into the way of the evil men.
Yes.
Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away.
Yes.
For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall.
My Lord.
Gracious Father, we come to you, thanking you for another day.
Yes, Father.
Amen. This is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, yes.
We're so grateful that you saw fit to allow us to see another day.
Oh, yes.
And for that reason, we can't help but praise you.
Yes.
For that reason, we can't help but bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We pray for those right now, those out there in the radio land.
Hallelujah.
Those on social media, whatever they're at.
Yes.
Oh, God, you know their need. You know what they stand in need of. And
Hallelujah.
That's the thing about you.
Yes.
You know you everywhere.
Oh, yes.
At the same time.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
What a mighty, whoo, glory, Heavenly Father, you are the Most High, the creator of this earth. Hallelujah. In heavens and everything else.
Oh, yes.
We just thank you. We bless you. And we pray in this day that you will continue to be with us. Word our mouth, how we teach or preach to your people. Lord, help us in our endeavor to do your will. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, amen.
In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, that is Jesus the Messiah. Well, again, we just delighted to come to you. Again, we're just thankful. We're in the first Saturday of the new month of that they call January. For many people, it's a continuation, though, and I'm excited about what the Lord has done in my life, what he's doing in your life. And one thing about it, anticipation is something that you need to stand in on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
Don't ever get caught up in the masquerade that, oh, it's just another day that the Lord has kept me, like a whole drama thing. No, it's better than just another day.
Woo, we bless
it's
the Lord.
It's another exciting day.
Just another day.
It's another exciting day. Oh, listen. It's more than just another day. Because every time you look in that mirror, you're looking at a miracle.
A miracle.
Amen.
Hey.
And that's nothing that you should take lightly.
Yes.
You're looking at the expressed image of the Almighty Creator every time you look in that mirror. When the word of Yahuwah says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you don't realize how powerful you are.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to speak about today. Because most of what we're going through, we are the benefactor of that circumstance and situation. And many people don't understand the power of the spoken word that comes from your mouth.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to open up that phone line, too, to give you a chance to correspond with us if you'd like. Listen, here is the number that you can call, 877-464-2500. To all of our brothers and sisters out there, amen, we want you to know that we are praying with you. And not only are we praying with you, we want you to understand what Yahusha said when he said, when you pray,
believe
oh, glory, that you have those things and you shall have them. Yes. I'm reminded, Lady Townsend, of the centurion soldier that when he ran across Yahusha, Jesus the Christ, he said, Master, somebody else came to him and told him about the centurion soldier's servant that was sick. And then they took Yahusha to the centurion soldier, and he says, come, I'll go home with you to heal your servant. And you know what he said?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the power of your words are so magnificent. This is the reason why it's very important that, look, you've got to monitor your words with precision and expertise. And that's what we're going to talk about today, beloved people of the Most High, because what you don't understand, your words are constantly shaping your destiny on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And I know this is the way we've been programmed, but listen, if you're going to break free from the matrix, you're going to have to reprogram. You're going to have to unlearn a lot of things that you have taken. Yeah. I know society has a way of shaping us. Listen, even the hypnotic spells of advertisement have a way of causing us to conform to things that we don't even need to conform to. How many times have you went inside of the store to buy one thing and end up spending more?
Yeah.
Because you're under a spell. You've not learned how to take the power of concentration of your mind and not use it to the way that you need. And so you go in there only to spend, you were going to spend $10, but then when you come out, you just spend $40.
That's right.
You know what that means? Someone else is controlling our minds. And you know what's controlling our minds? The unguarded thought process that we've been going through on a day-to-day basis. The reason why some of us are sickly and diseased, you know why? Because a thought has been planted in the cerebral housing of the gray matter of your mind that says, well, you know, Pastor, we all got to die from something. Who said that?
Mm-mm.
Who said that? Listen at these words we say, Lady Townsend. Well, you know what? We all got to go that way. That ain't what my Bible said.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the last time I checked, the Bible said we shall not all sleep. You know what the word sleep means?
Die. That's right.
The Bible says we shall not all die.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But some of us are going to be caught up in the moment, in the twinkling
of an eye.
And this mortal body is going to put on immortality.
Well,
now, if the Bible says I don't have to die, why am I going to speak death over my own body? Well, I got to go. We all got to go that way. Some preachers don't know their word. See, if you don't know your words, you can go ahead on and die. But that Bible said we shall not all sleep or die, but we shall be changed. I'm here to tell you, you can be changed right now in the moment of a twinkling of an eye.
Well, you ought to preach.
You can go from sickness to health right now in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. But Lady Townsend, before we open up that phone line, anybody, let's go to the word of God.
Yes.
And again, to those of you out there, if this word is being a blessing to you, listen, we would like you to sow on the good ground, because you know what? We have an endeavor to reach out to help God's people. Not just during Christmas time, not during Thanksgiving time. We have an endeavor because you know what? People are hungry all year round.
All year round.
People need food all year round.
Come on,
people need shelter all year round.
Come on.
And I'll be honest with you. If you really want to know what true holiness is how we help the helpless.
That's right.
If you really want to know what true holiness is how we help the helpless. And once you understand what that's all about, he said, live peaceably with all men. I don't care if they're Muslim. You can still live peaceably with them.
Come on.
I don't care if they're atheists. You can still live peaceably with them. I don't care if they're Gnostic. You can still live peaceably. Live peaceably with all men. Watch this. And holiness without which no man, no woman, no apostle, no bishop, no elder, no missionary shall see the Lord. You see, beloved, holiness ain't in the tongue, that made up tongue that you speak in. Holiness ain't in that jump and shout that you do on Sundays. Holiness ain't got nothing to do with that. Holiness has something to do with how you treat the stranger out on the street.
All right now.
Because Yahusha, through the mouth of his apostle, said, be careful
how you entertain
mm-hmm. strangers. For some have entertained what? Mm-hmm. Angels unaware. You see, if you really want to know, that's what you signed up for when you came into this earthly experience. When you came into this earthly tabernacle, that is what you signed up for. So, Lady Townsend, come on, go with me to the book of Matthew's chapter 12. And I need y'all to understand this, because most of what you're saying is causing the effects that you're getting.
Yes.
Let's say, for instance, that you got knee problems right now. And many times when you got knee problems, you say, you know what? This old knee is killing me. Mm-hmm. Listen to what you're saying. Your mind is hearing. And you know what it does? Your body seeks to bring forth the manifestation of the words that come out of your mouth.
And it will.
Y'all didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Negative or positive.
I come up to people, hey, how you doing? I ain't doing so good. I'll tell you, things are just so bad. You know why they're so bad? Because you're speaking that negativity over your life. Mm-hmm. The word of Yahusha said, life and death are what, Lady Townsend?
In the power of your tongue.
Life and death, health and sickness.
Yes.
Poverty and riches is in the power of your tongue. And they that eat thereof are going to benefit the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, whatever negative words you eat, we already know what you eat going to come out. Mm-hmm. Yep. Eating all that stinking rotten meat. When you get ready to go to the bathroom, we can tell. You can tell. When you ate all of that stinking food that just mortified on the inside of the body, you can tell what you ate. But now, on the other hand, that applies to the spiritual and the verbiage that you use on a day-to-day basis.
Amen.
And if your verbiage starts to change, this is what we're here for. Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship is here to help you maximize your walk in the things of Yahusha HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, until he comes. And watch this. You don't have to die to experience a bit of heaven. No. In the sweet by and by, no, you can experience perfect health right now. You can experience perfect wealth right now. Lady Townsend, chapter 12. Verse 35 to 37. What does that say? Matthew.
Amen. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words they shall be condemned.
Now we go from the Old Testament, because the Old Testament says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And some of you have got to learn to change your verbiage. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the situation says. What do you say? Just like when Yahusha was confronted by Peter, and he asked Peter this question: whom do men say that I am? You know how they responded, Lady Townsend?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Some say what?
You're the Christ.
Some say you're a prophet.
Prophet.
Some say you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. But the question is, he said, but
well,
who do you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned what nobody else said. And I'm not being facetious or anything, but I can hear Yahusha saying, I don't care what the doctor say. Who am I to you?
Woo. Yes.
When it comes to your situation, who am I to you? When it comes to the hard-headed children, who am I to you? When it comes to that circumstance in your marriage, who am I to you? Who do you say that I am? And then Peter, Cephas said, thou art the Christ.
Mm.
Thou art the Mashiach, the
yes.
Messiah.
Yes.
The son of the living Yahuwah, or the living Elohim. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what Yahusha, Jesus the Christ said? Flesh and blood.
Did not reveal it.
Has not revealed mm-hmm. it. Now watch this. The Holy Ghost hadn't even failed yet.
Yep.
But yet the Spirit has always been working with us until we open up and thoroughly receive it into our life. The Holy Spirit is always. Remember the word of Yahusha says, no man can come into the to me except the Father draw him. Ever since you came and left your heavenly tabernacle and came down into this earthly realm, Yahuwah has always been striving with you to remember who you are. You see, when you signed up, you signed up with a contract, because most of you have been taught all of your life, you are a human being. You're not. you never have been a human being. You, young lady, you, young man, you, child, are a spiritual being having a human experience. And had the master allowed you to remember who you were before you came into this earthly tabernacle, you would have abused your supernatural powers. And so what he did was he allowed you to come. But here was what you signed up for. This was the agreement you made. Find your way back home. Through your drug addiction, find your way back home. Through your adultery, find your way back home. Through your homosexual attitude and lesbianism, find your way back home. Through your gluttony and obesity, find your way back home. Watch this. Through your hypocrisy of ministry, find your way back home.
My God.
Through your thievery, find your way back home. What else did it say, Lady Townsend?
Number, did you say 36?
35 through 37.
Oh, okay. I went before myself.
That's okay. Would you finish reading where you started?
A
that's
good
okay.
man out of the good treasure of heart bringing forth good things.
Now, I need y'all to see that. Listen to what it says. A good man. What type of person are you? Well, you'd like to think of yourself as good, right? You would like to think yourself as good. But listen, the negative words that are coming out of your mouth is sabotaging your success. A good man out of the good treasure. So every now and then you have to. Why do you think the Apostle Paul said, let a man examine himself? When you get to the point where you know more about the stats in football than you know about yourself, you're in trouble.
Right.
When you get to the point where you know more about the stock market than you knew about yourself, you're in trouble. When you know about the company policy more than you know about yourself, you are in trouble. What else, Lady Townsend?
But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment.
Judgment happens every day. What we are experiencing right now is judgment. The sickness in our body that we are experiencing is judgment. The blessings that we're receiving right now is judgment. Everything that you and I are going through, whether in the body or not, is judgment depending upon our thought process. I know this is going to shock many of you, but right now, listen here. Think about this. How many sick people do we have in the body of Christ that are suffering from sickness and disease? And Yahushua came to destroy the works of the devil. Well, you know, Pastor, in this body, we're going to go through some things. Where does it say that at? You see, when you become brainwashed, when you become part of the hypnotic spell, then you're talking about Yahushua, you're talking about his goodness, but you're not standing on the auspices and jurisdiction of what he said. Jesus said, they that believeth in me shall never perish, but have everlasting life. I share this with you, and I need y'all to understand this. Just deviated from this. There was a lady by the name of Henrietta Lacks. I need y'all to understand this. Henrietta Lacks was a young lady. I think she was born back in the 1900s, 1929, somewhere up in there. But the funny thing about Henrietta Lacks is that they allegedly say she died from cancer. Now, I need y'all to get this. But Henrietta Lacks had some blood that would self-regenerate.
Yep.
Now, since when does a dead person's blood self-regenerate? Meaning that once they found out that this lady had blood that would self-regenerate, that means that her blood kept on living outside of her body, which makes me think that her body had to keep living too.
Amen.
And then they began to go to her children to see that they had that same component working inside of them, to which some of them did. Only to find out later on that this lady's blood, listen to me very carefully, there is life in the blood.
Yes.
We sing that song, There's Power in the Blood, but you didn't really understand what you were singing. You were singing it from a colonized version. But when we hear about there's power in the blood, this woman's blood was self-regenerating. And they took her blood and they began to, watch this, make all kind of cures out of this lady's blood. And they went to her children, extracting blood from them as well. And some of y'all starting to wonder right now, you know what, Pastor? You're right. Something funny going on, because every time I go to the hospital, they take more blood from me. They come in there, seem like every 15 minutes, getting some blood. Things that make you go, What else, Lady Townsend?
38 say the 37 say for by thy words.
Did you read 34 and 35? You read them already? Mm-hmm. Backtrack and do that again for me.
O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? Mm-hmm. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaketh. When you say, you know what? It makes me sick when I turn on the news and see what's going on in Washington, D.C. Listen at the words that came out of your mouth. Listen at the words. It kills me when such and such happens. Listen at the words that came out of your mouth. Child, I'm broke before I get my check. Listen at the words that are coming out of your mouth. Even in your marriage, you make me so sick, I can't stand you. Listen at the words that's coming out of your mouth. And then you're wondering why you're having a bad marriage. You're wondering why you're going through turmoils on the job. Because by your words, you are justified. By your words, you condemn. What else, Lady Townsend?
Amen. I read that one.
Go ahead. Read it again. It don't matter.
Said, for by thy words thou should be justified, and the words that shall be condemned.
Did y'all hear that? By your word, not what the preacher said, not what the apostle said, not what the bishop said, by your words. The centurion soldier, when he ran across Yahusha and he said, I'm coming to your house to heal your servant. You know what he said? He said, Master, listen, I'm a man of authority just like you. See, many of you have forgotten you are people of authority. You've forgotten your calling in Yahusha HaMashiach. You have forgotten who you are in the things of the Most High Yahuwah, because you are made in his image and likeness. He said, Master, I'm a man of authority. If I tell this man to come, he comes. If I tell this man to go, he goes. He said, but merely speak the word. Listen at that. Merely speak the word. Let me say that again. Merely speak the word. I'm preaching to somebody in that audience right now. Merely speak the word. I'm trying to tell you that the circumstance that you're going through, he's giving you power to make a change in that. But Master, merely speak the word and my servant shall. He didn't say might be. My servant shall be. He didn't say could be. Woo. He said, my servant shall be made whole. And then Yahusha HaMashiach responded in this like manner. He said, I have not found such great faith, Lady Townsend.
Yes.
In all Israel. Look at us, the people that proclaiming that we are God's children. But look, we're suffering the most. And then it's people that are not connected to Yahusha, yet they've tapped into the element of faith.
Come on.
And they're receiving what they believe.
Yes.
I'm a living witness. I've seen people that don't honor the Lord, but you know what? The word of Yahusha says every man has been given a measure of faith.
Yes.
And depending on how you use that faith, you will get the results. What you want to add with that, Lady Townsend?
Amen. And that's what I'm saying. Today, many times, it's right there in your mouth. You know, you can decree and declare that thing, and
right.
It will come to pass because your faith is always go back to the faith. And that's why you must speak it.
Amen. One thing about it, whatever you're going through, many times you could be sick in your body.
Yes.
And speaking from experience, many times I have been sick in my body. I'm talking about coughing, nose running, and spitting up coal. And people would come up to me and they said, Apostle, how you doing? How you feel? I said, you know what? I'm doing so good till if it gets any better, I may have to take something for it. Wait a minute. That's not lining up. That's not lining up with the situation. Well, see, that's the way you've been programmed.
Amen.
You've been programmed to say, according to the situation, hey, how you doing? Oh, things ain't going so good. I tell you. You know, the hum and drum. Listen, children of the Most High ain't got no business speaking like that. So that's why we're here, to watch this. Unprogram you, not reprogram you. Because see, rope program, re means it's been done already.
Yes.
We've got to undo what was done. Even still, when God made man, something of a cataclysmic nature took place. Because the word re means do again.
Do again.
Yeah. Woo. Re means do again. Why do you think he told man? Because something catastrophic happened. Replenish. the earth. In other words, make it like it was at first.
Yes.
So that's why I say I'm not going to reprogram you, because you have been born in